All right, Joshua. So this one is about anxiety.
Oh, fun topic.
I have no, like, creative, you know, question for you around this. I just wanted us to talk about how you and your wife and how mom and I handle anxiety. Everybody has it. Let's just get that out there. Everybody has it. If you don't experience anxiety, you may be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure you experienced anxiety at some point. So we're talking today about not if we have it, but what are some things that you've done to deal with it? What have been the results? And just from a standpoint of where you are with that.
Mm-hmm. So for anxiety, I've had a long journey through that. Me and my wife, when we first got married, as you know, she had a lot of medical issues. She's still dealing with them to this day. Mm-hmm. But she was basically bedridden for about a year.
Yeah.
A lot of medical issues. And so I put a huge strain on our marriage and financially, relationship, emotional-wise. Yeah. I mean, they talk about the honeymoon phase, and we had gotten married right before COVID.
Right.
And so we were in lockdown, and she had medical issues. And so our first year of marriage, we like to joke about, put us through about 10 years worth of relationship building
right.
in a one-year span. But a couple things that I've realized as I've kind of gone through that season of my life, and hopefully as we kind of wind down that season for us with health issues at least, is there are plenty of ways to handle anxiety,
right.
and there are many that don't do well.
Like many things that don't
work well.
Work well, yeah.
Have bad responses. One of the big things that I kind of pulled myself towards was video games.
Mm.
And so for many, that's an escape, and it still is an escape for me today. But I started playing video games a lot more.
Sure.
Things started piling up around me, housework, negligence of, you know, other stuff. And I found that was a high form of escapism for me. And so it was a way for me to be like, well, I don't have to worry about the world around me for the next 4 hours. I can just sit down, plug into my game, and walk away.
Right.
And so I found that really didn't help me deal with my anxiety, just kind of bottled it down.
Wait, you mean getting to the next level of Mario Kart does not fix anxiety?
No. Getting that one up does not make it go away.
Oh man. Cancel my order.
Wow. So that was probably one of the ones I found that was like, I should not be doing that. Actually resulted in having some medical issues on my end as well. And directly resulting from stress.
Sure.
So having done with that, I realized very quickly that was not going to be a long-term solution.
Sure.
For me personally, I found a couple things that worked for me well in this regard. Talking with friends and family.
Mm.
That was difficult for me because I like to be the silent sufferer. I don't want to talk about it.
Sure.
I feel like my problems are not that big in compared to other people's. So I feel like I'm burdening other people with my problems when they already have their own.
And mom would describe you as a complete open book.
Yeah.
She would not see you that way at all.
Yeah. You can be open book in some areas and then very closed in others.
Sure.
But handling that, talking with people was a huge relief for me, especially my wife. Talking to her about my concerns and issues was very helpful because sometimes we get so locked in our own mind that we don't think to – tell the people closest to us, even that when you share the bed with them.
Sure.
Between that and I found, for me personally, unplugging from technology a certain amount of time every day or every week, just where I'm not looking at my phone, I'm not looking at TV, just outside my porch, staring at the dogs running around, tearing up the grass.
Oh, to be a dog.
Right? No anxiety there. They don't have anxiety.
No, they do not.
But,
you ever see a chihuahua?
Very anxious all the time.
Right.
But I found that's helped me quite a bit just to kind of like sit down and like organize my thoughts. Because I found the faster and faster we get connected with things, it's made my mind race faster and faster. So being intentional about taking some time and unplugging, literally leaving my phone in a different room of the house and walking away has helped me a lot.
Well, you know, I'm married to a professional warrior.
Hmm.
She, you know, has been training for decades and went pro a while back. Mom's like, when she's not worrying about something, she'll ask me, is there something we should be worrying about?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've gone through, you know, Hurricane Katrina, mm-hmm. obviously you were there for that. And for those of you who don't know the story, we were born and raised in New Orleans. It's not New Orleans. That's for the tourists. But Katrina came along, forced us out, 40 years of living there, born and raised. Anxiety, yes. Not knowing we have a house to go back to. Moved across country to Arizona. And first time not having a house, first time not having a job, at least lined up, you know. Mm-hmm. And so very stressful days. You know, obviously we got closer as a family, really closer in our walk with Christ, and so it just galvanized us four. But we got involved with, you know, small groups and homeschool groups and definitely in church, and so that really, really helped us get through that. To, you know, make it just a little bit harder, we homeschooled you and Noah, which, in case anybody is wondering or thinking about stepping into homeschooling, you're going to want to put on your big boy pants about this, because it's not for the faint of heart. It's got some anxiety that goes with that, just because you're in charge of, you know, educating a person now. So, you know, we had that going for us, you know, as Bill Murray said. And and then when we moved back to the Southeast in Charlotte, we started our own business. I'm not quite sure if we're just a glutton for anxiety.
You got a bingo card going on over there.
Yeah,
trying
we're kind
to
of
get
punching those things. The free one was life. Yeah. That's the center one, just life as anxiety. But I got to say that I do a decent job of handling stress with that. Because if you look around, man, you can just like try to hold on to that wheel for dear life of, well, we're bringing in enough clients, or there's enough guys taking part in Uncommon or not. How's the family? And then recently, you know, I had my parents both pass away. Dana had her father pass away, and her mom had to transition up here recently. And so moving into that phase of life, parent care is also full of anxiety. Mm-hmm. And I watch people, whether it be family or friends, how they handle anxiety, and it runs the gambit. I don't know if this is a term or if I've coined a new term, but self-stressor.
Hmm.
I know several people out there that if everything was going great, they'll find something going wrong or want to. And so being around people over the years, I've just been watching what they do, whether it be read, pray, talk about it, essential oils, pills. I mean, you got pills out the wazoo for anxiety. And so I would say what has worked for me is being consistent in my reading time with the Lord, and, you know, talking that stuff out, because many times we'll blow that thing out of proportion in our heads. We're like, whoa, man, what if I can't biggie size that burger?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What am I going to do? And sometimes we need someone to tell us that's not a problem.
Right.
You're making it into a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think when Mom and I go on walks in the evening, you know, that first 15, 20 minutes, I mean, all we're missing is a couch, because it is therapy, man. It's like, you know, this person, this situation, I'm worried about that, you know, it's all these things. And then we talk about it, you almost can feel that just getting it out in the open is therapeutic.
Mm-hmm.
One thing we have found, that whoever is talking starts to walk faster. And so the other person inevitably has to say, can we slow down a bit? So, but the second half of that walk is usually much more enjoyable than the first part, because we've gotten everything out. The other person may have weighed in on that, but just getting it out in the open sometimes is like, you know what? Now that I say that out loud, that's not a big deal.
Yeah.
And so, if those are watching, or going through something, you got anxiety or you're a self-stressor, you're a nervous Nelly, whatever the term is, you want to share a little bit of what you are stressing about, how you've handled it, and how has it worked for you? Because not every solution works for every person.
Yeah.
Like, a pill might work for someone where talking about it, or having a cup of coffee, taking a nap, unplugging, whatever it is, works for someone else. So if you are going through something and you want to talk about it, leave it in the comments below.
Yeah, I'd like to give one last piece of advice that I've heard over the years, and it's helped my wife quite a bit, was writing down everything that you're possibly worried about. Absolutely everything. If you need to get, you know, 3 sheets of paper, you go for it. And then you cross out everything you have zero control over. And then you will realize how much you can control and focus on those things. And that's helped me and my wife a lot.
Oh, wow. That's a great idea.
Because then you realize how much of your time is spent worrying about things that you have zero control about. You couldn't change if you wanted to. And it does no good to worry. You know, it talks about in the Bible, like, the grass is thrown into the furnace and the birds are fed by seeds they do not reap and sow.
Right.
How much more does God care about you?
Sure.
So just want to leave that information for you in case you find that helpful. Go for it.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus said, you know, that the days are hard enough on their own. You don't need to add to them, you know. And we have to do a fair job of adding to them. And the stat that I always was stuck with, but 93% of what we worry about never comes to pass. 93%, that's quite a bit.
Yeah.
That is quite a bit. So if you would have asked a person going through that, will 100% of the things I worry about take place? That is incorrect, and sometimes we can't see the trees for the forest. Yeah. So, yeah, that's been a good idea. I might take and suggest that to mom about the writing stuff down. Yeah. So, all right, guys. Well, with that being said, thanks for joining us today, and be sure to comment below.